Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all of my podcast friends. Good to have you with me today. I am in the 8th chapter of John. I really endeavored when I started the month to try to get out of the 8th chapter before the month was out. I don't think it's going to happen, and I'm not going to just fly through these next 4 days to be out of it by the end of January. So we'll just take our time, but there is some passages here that we can move a little quicker through. I want to let you know that up front in case you're following along verse by verse and wondering why we cover so many at one stretch sometimes. And sometimes it's just because I feel more impressed in my spirit to deal with some verses with a little more depth than others. I don't want to insinuate that it means one verse is more important or less important. I just feel like some need brought out in a different manner. I'm in 8:37. Jesus is speaking and says, "I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you." And of course, I don't think I have to point this out, but I will, and then I won't elaborate too long. He's not talking to you. It says you, but it's not you. So always learn who the audience is. He's talking to the Jewish leaders of that day. They're Abraham's descendants, but they're looking to kill him because they don't want his word. "I speak what I've seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father." And so rather than take this at this point as an insult, just realize that Jesus is saying, "I'm saying what I'm saying out of a different dimension. I've seen my father who lives in the realm of the spirit. You speak of your father, which is in the realm of the natural." Remember, he just told them, "You're of Abraham." So the father that he's referencing in verse 38 is Abraham. "They answered and said to him, 'Abraham is our father.' Jesus said to them, 'If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham.'" And so now though he acknowledges their natural descendancy from Abraham, now he wants to take them into a spiritual level because they've always said, "We're Abraham's kids," and they are. But Jesus wants them to know that in the realm of the spirit, they're not acting like Abraham's kids. See, Jesus is trying to bring a higher level of awareness to who you are in the spirit over who you are in the flesh. The way of the world is, who's your daddy in the natural realm? Who do you know? What school did you go to? Where do you live? And the Israelites had been that way with Father Abraham for years. And Jesus is saying that, you know, who your earthly father is, being descendants of Abraham, is not nearly as important as being spiritual descendants of Abraham. Verse 40, "But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from the Lord. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Now, I personally see verse 41 as an insult towards Christ. I believe these leaders are flinging the argument, "We be not born of fornication," in Jesus' direction, because Jesus' mother, Mary, was pregnant before she married Joseph. And so the natural thought amongst the Israelites would have been that Jesus was the product of fornication. or if it were not Joseph's baby, the rumor would have been, because actually their rites of marriage were different than ours. We talk about waiting until marriage in order to have sex. And then if you don't wait till marriage, people say that's fornication. Under Israel's guidelines, if you had sex, then you got married. It wasn't a matter of, oh, they committed fornication. The only way it would have been fornication is if they didn't get married. And so, because sex was the consummation of covenant, and so to have sex was to enter covenant. So the accusation hurled at Jesus then is that Mary had slept with someone other than Joseph in order to conceive Jesus. So you can see at what level the insult is in verse 41, "We be not the children of fornication." We'll go further into 42 tomorrow as we journey through this fantastic gospel, the Gospel of John. Grace and peace to you. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.